Listening 39. Cinema and film production. It all depends on people. On the one hand, it seems as if fewer people go to the cinema these days, as many think tickets are expensive. Others watch films on TV, satellite or cable television, with lots of programs. Or for some people, it is more convenient to download films from the internet and watch them in their cozy homes. On the other hand, the cinema undoubtedly has its own special atmosphere for many people. The sound features are much better, so is the quality of the film. And watching films on large screens makes people enjoy the show more intensively. What is more, cinema going is a type of social activity, unlike lying on the sofa, especially when a new film is on. In a way, DVDs and downloading films are strong competitors for the cinema industry. But on the other hand, cinemas then have to try harder to attract the public. This means that they have to offer much more than they used to. New multiplex cinemas are being built because that is what people want. They can choose what they would like to watch on the spot. But because of these multiplex cinemas, the small centrally located cinemas are closing down as they can't compete with them. It's a shame because currently culture is being forced out of the town centres to the outskirts, which you can't easily get to on foot. There are many kinds of films, for example, action films, comedies, horror films, westerns, horse operas, war films, spy films, adventure films, sci-fi, intellectual films, and historical films. Films can be divided according to what they make people feel. A film can be moving, violent, powerful, gripping, good fun, or slow and boring. I like adventure films as they are entertaining, and also historical films because you can learn a lot from them. Sometimes I enjoy some good comedies. The Oscar is a film prize awarded every March to the best film director, actor, actress, director, etc. It is the most prestigious award of the international film industry, and it significantly influences box office results and the careers of the nominated actors, actresses, directors, etc. The first Oscar-winning Czech film was Obchod na Korze by the directors Kadar and Klos. The second was Ostre sledovaní vlaky by Jiří Menzel. And the most recent was Kolya by Zdeněk Svěrák, which was awarded the prize for the best foreign film. A few other Czech films have been nominated for the prize. Every July, the International Film Festival is held in Karlovy Vary. This festival has become very popular and is attended by many internationally acclaimed celebrities every year. Many Czech artists emigrated abroad and became famous. One of them is the director Miloš Forman, who made the famous musical Hair and the films Amadeus and Valmont. His films have won 13 Oscars altogether. Miroslav Ondříček has been the cameraman for all his films. The Czech actor Jan Tříska has also acted in a few American films. Jiří Voskovec became famous for appearing in 12 Angry Men. It depends on my mood. In general, I prefer subtitled films, as it makes the atmosphere of the film more authentic and better. But when I'm tired and want to relax, I choose dubbed films, where less concentration is required. Also, dubbed films are sometimes of worse quality, and some parts may even have been cut out.